It's nothing new for invasive fish species to be found in bodies of water across Arizona, but there's a particularly odd-looking kind with human-like teeth known as pacu that is generating a lot of headlines and questions. Aaron Rainey, Aquatic Invasive Species Coordinator for the Arizona Game and Fish Department, is with me to talk about what challenges the state is facing. So, Aaron, how big a concern is the emergence of this pacu?
We haven't, as far as I know, noticed any particular impacts from that. Well, it's not a species, it's actually a group of species of fish. The incident that's made headlines recently with that pacu that an angler caught was kind of an isolated incident, and that's not unusual. I'd say a handful of those cases happen a year where somebody catches a 30-pound goldfish or a pacu or, you know, species of Plecostomus. So it definitely happens where anglers catch a fish and they'll send us a picture and say, I've caught this really weird thing. What is it? I've never seen it before. And it is concerning because that's how non-native species can become invasive. So the more people that are releasing fish like this, the more likelihood they'll be able to find a mate and reproduce, or some species don't even need a mate. So it's problematic. That particular incident and the isolated incidents aren't necessarily causing impacts, but it becomes concerning because those could become reproducing populations.
And Erin, generally, how troublesome are invasive species here in Arizona? You know, not on a scale of 1 to 10 or anything like that, but on some kind of measurement.
Well, nationally, it's a really big problem. There was a study in 2005 that estimated it was probably about $120 billion that the U.S. spends a year to manage invasive species. So it is a big deal. And we do have some particularly troublesome species in Arizona. So we definitely have impacts. Scale of 1 to 10, you know, we've got some that rank really high, you know, like 9. You know, we've got some waters that are doing pretty well, and we want to keep it that way.
What are some things that come to mind for the ones that may rank as a 9? What are some of the species, and what are some of the areas we should know about?
So quagga mussels is probably the most, I see you nodding. That's the one that most people have heard about because they do have such huge impacts to the state and nationally. And so that's the one that gets a lot of press time and the one that a lot of agencies are very concerned about. But there's plenty of other ones, you know, that don't get as much attention. And we want to, my agency wants to kind of get that more in the spotlight too, because oftentimes people say, oh, well, we already have the quagga mussels in a lot of our reservoirs, so what's the big deal? But there's plenty of other species that we don't have in the state, or we just have in isolated populations in the state that we'd like to keep there or not introduce at all.
And clarify just for me, too, when we're talking about invasive species, are we talking about plant life as well as animal life?
Absolutely. They can be plants, animals, pathogens, you know, disease even. So, yeah, and they can be aquatic in the water or terrestrial on land. Ideal mainly with aquatic species, but, yeah, they can be both land and water-based, and they all cause problems.
There's a problem with people buying fish, and then they decide the fish is getting too big or something, and they just dump it somewhere? Is that happening more often? How big a trouble is that?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different pathways that invasive species get spread, and the pet trade and aquarium trade is definitely one of those pathways. So, you know, for whatever reason, people go and they buy a pet or get a plant for their aquarium. It could be any sort of pet, fish, whatever. And for whatever reason, they can't take care of it, or sometimes they don't realize, you know, that they don't make great pets. So I think they feel bad, maybe. They don't want to find another home or, you know, euthanize it or something like that. And they'll just go, you know, release it in their field or the pond in their backyard or something like that. And there's a few bad reasons for that. One is a lot of those pets, once released in the wild, actually suffer and can die, and they will die, and they often don't have very pleasant deaths. So it's not actually a very humane thing to do with your pet if you can't take care of it. And then, of course, some of them can become invasive and cause a lot of problems to the recreation, the economy. Ecologically, they're problematic. They can also introduce disease into wild populations, which we don't want. Mm-hmm. So it's just really never a good idea to dump a pet or plant or anything like that into the wild. And even your community fishing pond, you know, is a bad idea. So
and potentially a lose-lose there based on what you're saying. It could be not only if it becomes invasive, then that's a problem, but then also it's not humane. These creatures may
end
up dying.
I think people think, I'm just going to let my goldfish go and he's going to swim free and have a great life. But oftentimes those domestic pets aren't adapted to live in the wild, and they become prey or just don't know how to survive and can starve to death or any number of not very pleasant things.
Aaron Rainey is aquatic invasive species coordinator for the Arizona Game and Fish Department.